Track 7. Unit 7. Listening. Part 3. Multiple choice.
So how was the job interview, Alex?
Really weird, Marta. I bluffed my way through most of the questions, but there was one that totally stumped me. How many tennis balls would fit into this room?
Sounds like a BoTech question to me. A back-of-the-envelope calculation. They're becoming increasingly common during job interviews.
I don't get it. Why on earth would anyone want to fill the interview room with tennis balls?
That's not what they were trying to get at. It's all about seeing how different interviewees handle seemingly unanswerable questions. Do they simply throw in the towel, or do they make a go of it? If so, what techniques do they use to arrive at their answer?
That doesn't bode well for me then. I just shrugged my shoulders and claimed ignorance. When they pushed me to hazard a guess, I blurted out the first number that popped into my head. 250,000. What would you have done?
I'd have said something like this. A tennis ball is about 10 centimetres long, so you could get about 100 in a square metre and 1,000 in a cubic metre. How big was the room?
Maybe 10 metres by 8, and let's say 2.5 metres high.
OK, so 80 times 2.5 is 200 cubic metres. If there are 1,000 tennis balls in each cubic metre, that's 200,000 altogether.
So my guess was pretty accurate. Cool.
Yeah, but also irrelevant. They were more interested in your approach to problem solving, which you completely flunked.
I still don't see why it's important. If they really want to measure something, surely they should actually measure it, not just guess.
Sure, but some things are impossible to measure. They're often called Fermi problems, after the groundbreaking nuclear physicist Enrico Fermi, who had an uncanny knack for making accurate estimates with little or no actual data. Some universities hold Fermi Olympiads, with teams competing to answer questions like, how many molecules of air are there in this room?
So they're basically pointless brain games then, for showing off how clever you are?
Far from it. Perhaps the most famous Fermi problem is, how many planets in our galaxy are there with intelligent civilizations? Apart from our own, of course.
And how many are there?
Well, scientists use a formula called the Drake equation with 7 different unknowns that have to be multiplied together. The current lowest estimates are basically zero, but the high estimates suggest there may be 15.5 million other such planets.
So, basically, nobody knows yet.
Well, those variables definitely need tightening up before they narrow it down to a more useful number. But we're on the right track. At least we have a formula which turns pure guesswork into something far more scientific.
Still feels a bit pie in the sky to me. But it's a start, I suppose.
OK, here's a question for you. How many petrol stations are there in Paris?
I haven't the foggiest.
So break it down. How many people live in Paris?
Let's say 10 million, but it depends what constitutes Paris, I guess. Just the city or the surrounding area too?
OK. And how many people are there for each petrol station?
Well, I guess each station gets a few hundred customers each day, maybe 1,000 a week. Not everyone fills up once a week, as I do. There are also a lot of non-drivers or infrequent drivers, especially in a big city with good public transport. Perhaps 4 or more for every frequent driver. So I'll say 10,000 people.
Good. So how many petrol stations are there in Paris?
10 million divided by 10,000? 1,000. How does that sound?
Let's Google it. 938, apparently.
Ha! I'm getting good at this.
You are. Another use of these techniques is as sanity checks.
What's that?
A way to check a figure after you've done a proper calculation. Coming back to your tennis ball problem, imagine you've hired someone to actually fill that room with tennis balls, and after a week of work, they claim to have used 800,000 balls, which you now have to pay for. What's your reaction?
No way. We estimated it 200,000. The true answer might be half that, or twice that, but I can't believe it'll be 4 times our estimate. They must have cheated.
Yes, or we may have messed up with our estimate. Either way, we need to do some more research before paying their invoice. And that's the value of a sanity check.